What is up? This is Joe with the Buckeye Cast coming at you with your daily Buckeye Blitz for Saturday, July 30th, 2022. Can't believe it. It's almost freaking August. Camp opens next week on Wednesday. Oh, first practice is Thursday. I believe the media gets in there Thursday or Friday. So I have some interviews and press conferences coming to you. If you're listening on the podcast, check out the podcast feed. We'll have any press conferences and player interviews coming to you on that feed. So make sure you're subscribed to that. As always, I have people like on Twitter and Instagram, especially DMing me, asking me where I get my shirts from, like this one I'm wearing. And those are all on the buckeyecast.com. These are original designs by me. I created them and they're all for sale there. We still have our free shipping on orders over $50. So that's two shirts, free shipping. So check it out, the buckeyecast.com. As always, please comment on the show. Give me your feedback. Any interaction is awesome, and I always love to hear from my listeners and fans. So greatly appreciate you guys. And so let's get into it. Today's 5-minute podcast is on linebackers, the LBs. So we all know we have this new defense coming in. For the most part, it's going to be a 4-2-5. So we're just running two linebackers out there. And I'll run through some snap counts from last year, and we'll talk about who we have and the depth chart, how it looks, and we'll get into it here. So let's look at snap counts from last year immediately. Cody Simon and Tommy Eichenberg almost went like a 50-50 split. You remember Cody was out for the Rose Bowl after he had surgery on the shoulder. So they both had over like 435 to 431 on the snaps on the season. So I think Eichenberg was kind of working in. He was getting to know the defense. And then, of course, Cody dealing with his shoulder injury, gave Eichenberg crack a door open and he walked through it, So then Steel Chambers is right there with 422 snaps, making the transition from running back. He really ramped up the last 4 weeks of the season, including the Rose Bowl. He went 52, 53, 60, and 60 the last four games. So I look for that to continue from Steel. Taraja was up there, 354 snaps. Did have a couple of games where he did not play at all. He had a couple of games in the middle of the year where he had one game with 58 snaps. That's insane. He had 70 to start off the season against Minnesota. Remember that? And then 61 the following week. So Taraja is going to be an interesting option. I just don't know where he fits into this linebacker core, So we're going to be trotting out two linebackers typically, but we will have a three linebacker set. We'll be running a 4-3, definitely against Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, and possibly even Notre Dame. I could see them being in some 12 personnel. So I wouldn't be surprised if we go with a 4-3 against them as well, if they're trying to run the ball and go with a big, front. So those are, but no more than that. Everybody else is running spread. So those four games, we could be running a 4-3 potentially. So you got three linebackers you're going to run out there. And from what I take and from what I hear and read, I have your starter at Mike is going to be Tommy Eichenberg. Okay. Then your starter at Will, the weak side, will be Steel Chambers. Okay. And keep in mind, these are third year guys. All right. I realize this is their like third defense they've been on. But so these are third year guys in the program. And then if we go to a third linebacker, I'm hearing a lot of buzz about Reed Carrico, the young guy out of Ironton. Second year guy. So that will be interesting. He did redshirt last year. So that's a real possibility. But then you got guys like Cody Simon, we just talked about, Taraja Mitchell. You got EA Nnaoti, Chip Trainum. I don't expect much from Chip. I'd be shocked if he gets much run at all. Then you got the stud freshman, CJ Hicks, the five star, Gabe Powers, the the high four star, you know, how do these guys figure in, you know? So for my two deep, I go, like I said, Eichenberg in the middle, Chambers at the will. Then if we go to a third linebacker, you're going to go to Reed Carrico at the strong side. And then behind Eichenberg, I think you got Cody Simon, assuming he's healthy. And I believe he went through spring practice without any issues. So you got Eichenberg in the middle. Behind him, you got Cody Simon. At the will, you got Steele to start. And then I think you go with Taraja, I guess. I don't know. And then on the Sam, I don't know if you really need a backup there, but probably EA. Maybe EA and Taraja can switch off and play Will and Sam. I don't know about that. But so that's how I see it going. Unfortunately, I think Cody Simon is going to be kind of I think he's going to lose snaps this year. I don't see another way it goes. But and Gabe Powers and CJ Hicks, sprinkle them in here and there. I know they'll definitely get playing time on special teams, but that's what I got. So let me know what you think. As always, hit me up on social, hit me up on YouTube and everything else, and hit the BuckeyeCast.com, and we'll come at you again tomorrow. Have a good weekend. Go Bucks.